Lord, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. May we hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not miss it or sin against you. Amen. Lord, just speaking some things to me today. And one of those sovereign times when you go to scripture and you just kind of open it and it falls there. You know, I've had several occasions where there's been a bent page. You know, yeah, I know I didn't do it. Or today a pen, you know, haven't used this Bible in a while and opened it up and it's just right there where the Lord is wanting to speak to you. I like when he does that. You know, let's get rid of all confusion. Here's the word I want you to hear today. Out of, 1 Peter, which is one of my favorite books, chapter 4. And this is my eyes fell right to this verse. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. In that word, surprise is don't be shocked, you know. Don't be like, you know, what the heck, what's going on here? Don't be shocked about it. Don't be surprised by it, you know, because it's come upon you for your testing. And that fiery ordeal is a word, there's a couple of words used like regular fire, but this particular fire was a purifying fire, like the one a smelter would use and when they're, you know, put gold or silver, some kind of metal that need to be refined, that was a fire. So don't be surprised at this purifying fire among you, because it's there to test your faith, the genuineness of your faith. And in chapter 1 of 1 Peter says this, in this you greatly rejoice about your inheritance that you have, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, which is more precious than gold, when tested by fire, may be found to result in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus, which is always an encouraging thing to me, because the end result is always a revelation of Jesus, right? But the genuineness of your faith, and we hear this all the time, that, you know, faith that's not tested is not real faith. So it's saying to us, you know, if necessary, and it will be necessary for you. And Jesus told us that, right? That in this world you have tribulations, and when you have, they are coming. But I love this, because in these guys here were enduring a lot of persecution, a lot of suffering. Even in James, Bishop read these yesterday, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter these various trials. Again, that the testing of your faith, and that word testing there is the same word in 1 Peter for genuineness. That the genuineness of your faith may come forth, which produces endurance, and, you know, he talked about that. Then it goes on, verse 13, right after that. No, don't be shocked, don't be surprised. And that word, too, carries this, like, it's really nothing you've done, all right? God is bringing about the testing, right? You're not into this. Like, and that's going to be the big, that's where we're going to stumble and where we're going to get caught up. And we'll talk about that in a minute, how to respond to these, because the liar, the accuser, will come to you and say, you're in this situation because of this, by your poor choices or by whatever, right? And the Lord is saying, don't be shocked or surprised, because he's doing it. He's testing your faith. He's bringing out the genuineness of your faith. Okay, that's what he's looking at. But to the degree that you share in the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that at the revelation of his glory, his presence, right, you may rejoice with exultation. That's what it's about. Then jumping down at the end, I need to throw this verse in there, because these are just things we can't understand, but we just got to understand that God is good, right? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God entrust their souls to a faithful Creator. You mean they're suffering according to the will of God? Yes, there is. Is God good? Yes, he is. Right? And the sufferings of Christ, you know, Still not sure what all that means. I think through, you know, our lifetime that'll be revealed. One thing that I'm assured of is that he's in charge of it. And the devil's not in charge. He is. Because you're in Christ. And that you're in Christ, then he calls the shots. Okay? You're not alone. And that's the second thing. You're not alone in it. You're in Christ. He's walking with you. Because that word suffering is just two words, kind of the suffering and affliction thrown with passion and emotion into one word. Right? That you'll experience emotions, you know, passions, affliction, all that. But you're in Christ, and it's His. It belongs to Him. That's we can't wrap our minds around that. But it's encouraging, right? Keep on rejoicing. Then I'm going to jump over to 5, because in context, this whole, if you read the book, the 5 chapters of, you know, the main theme about this thing is a word of encouragement while they're encountering sufferings and trials. And these guys really were. I mean, what we go through is absolutely nothing compared to what what these guys endured when he was writing this, you know, what they were encountering from their persecution. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive an unfading crown of glory. All in context of that, okay? You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you at the proper time, casting all of your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Okay? Be sober, spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, but resist him, firm in faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished to your brethren who are in the world. And after you have suffered just for a little while, this God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Okay, in the midst of this suffering, the adversary comes around, and the word there is he's making a lot of noise to intimidate. Like if you heard a lion coming, you know, and you could hear him, you know, roaring like that, the fear that it brings on you. All right? But here's how God told us to handle it. Humble yourself. Get in the presence of God. Okay? Get in his presence. That word humble means to get low. Get low in God's presence. All right? Don't get caught up into what the enemy's trying to get you to do, right? To put fear in you, to just jump in on this anxiety and worry and stress that this thing is causing you, trying to make it feel like it's something you have done or have failed to do. That is called pride. Okay? It has nothing to do with you. It never has had anything to do with you. Humility is realizing that. Humility gets you low and gets you in God's presence, right? That's where you resist Him. That's where you are firm in faith. Because there, as you humble yourself in His presence, there He is speaking to you. Words of faith. Faith comes by hearing, right? And hearing by the words of God. So if you take that posture, humble yourselves in God's presence, He says He will lift you up. That word exalt means He will lift you up. This thing will come to an end. He will perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. In casting in that mode of humility, when you're there low, that's where we cast all our fear, our worry, our anxiety on Him, right? Because He cares for me. That means that He's speaking into every one of those. Whatever's making you anxious, whatever's making you worry, His word is coming. Right? And He's going to lift you out of that place. He will perfect you, confirm you. He will strengthen you and establish you. and he'll give you a purified faith, right? Where you're maybe in this trial you trusted him like this, okay? The next one you're going to trust him this much. The next one you're going to trust him like this, you know? And before long, endurance, like James talks about, you'll be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Amen? So if you're going through that, and we are, don't be shocked. Don't be startled. Don't be surprised. Like, oh my gosh, what's going on? It's for your testing. Because you prayed, the Lord, I want to know you, right? I want to know what it means to be in Christ. That sounds all funny. This is how you get there. Right? It's like looking at a bodybuilder or something. I want to have that body, you know? Well, guess what? It takes work to get there. That's just not going to poof happen overnight. So you know who you are in Christ? You want his riches. You want his glory. You want a revelation of his presence. You're going to be tested. Because there's just a lot of impurity he has to get out of us. Right? So get low. Stay in his presence. From there, he will exalt you. Amen.